Phone Slut by Chickle. What are you doing? My chest tightened and my thighs contracted at the sound of Rick's voice. Nothing. Which wasn't true. Prior to his phone call, I'd been studying about black holes, size of a period, mass of a galaxy, and lots of gravitational pull. The quiz was in 2 hours. Spread your legs, slut. With a dejected look towards my astronomy textbook, I spread my legs, scraping my nails up my jeans. You forgot your manners, slave. I'm sorry, sir. Slap your ass, bitch. I rose slightly off my chair and gave my ass a sharp thwack. That was good, slave. Thank you, I said, smiling because of his arrogance and my pain. You're going to take some photos for me, slut. I cast a guilty glance at my homework and then took out my camera. I could always make up the quiz some other day. What do black holes have to do with anything, anyway? I want to see you in your clothes first. I looked down at my jeans and wrinkled t-shirt, knowing that they would disappoint. 1 second, sir, I said, while changing into a tight pink tank top. He'd never know. I walked to the mirror and took the elastic out of my hair, allowing my long, dark hair to cascade down my back. What's taking you so long, bitch? I'm sorry, sir. Just getting some shots. To soften him up, I added, would you like me to send them to you now? Yes, slut. I stretched my arms above my head, thrusting my chest forward and arching my back. My large breasts pressed against the rosy tank top, making my nipples blatantly obvious. I pointed the camera at the mirror and took a few pictures. Walking over to the computer, I noticed that my hands were trembling, my whole body, in fact. I looked over to the window, but it was shut. The man was having an effect on me. My nipples were painfully hard, so I teased them to relieve the pressure. Are you touching yourself, slut? I hesitated, uncertain of what the right response was, and then said, yes, I was touching my breast, sir. While I was waiting, slap your tits. Though my hand seemed to resist what I was willing it to do, I slapped my breast, first one and then the other. Sharp heat emanated outward from each breast. Slap your pussy too, bitch. I brought my hand before my crotch, biting my lips together, and quickly swatted my pussy. The seam of my jeans hit my clit hard. Pangs of pain and desire echoed along my body. I had to brace myself so as not to scream. Again. The second time, though, I did scream. Someone even knocked against the wall. Living in a dorm room sucks sometimes. Good slut, when I fuck you, you're going to cry like that. I don't meet. It's a rule. But you want to, don't you? You want to feel my balls slapping against your pussy, and you want me pulling your hair and slapping your ass, don't you? Yes, sir. I'm going to fuck you. You know that? Yes, sir. I said with a sinking feeling that I was uttering the truth. And I'm going to make you scream. I'm looking forward to it. You won't be when I'm done with you. I groaned, irritated, turned on, and just a bit spooked. I wondered suddenly where fantasy ended and reality began. I didn't know anything about Rick. He'd answered an ad that I posted on a personal site for phone sex. He was good enough to make me break another rule that I have. Never talk to the same guy twice, or, as it was in Rick's case, thrice. Would you like to touch your pussy? Yes, please, I begged. Send me a picture first. Yes, sir. I listened to him stroking his cock as I sent the photo. I'd love to kneel in between your legs and lick your cock, sir. Then get your ass over here. I tried to tabulate the danger against my desire, remained quiet. Fucking tease, you are going to be so sore when I'm done with you. And where are my photos? Sent. I'm displeased. These are totally conservative. I thought you were a slut. Sorry, sir. You're gonna be punished. I want better pictures. I walked to the mirror, lifted my pink tank top to reveal my belly button, and took a photo, imagining that I would strip for him photo by photo. Slap your ass. I want a photo of your ass, nice and red. There went that plan. I let my jeans and panties fall to my ankles. Left or right cheek? Right. I slapped my ass. In the mirror, I could see a red handprint forming on my butt. I took a photo. My legs were shaking so much, I had a pretty certain idea that the picture would come out blurry. Got it. Send it over. I kicked off my pants, walked to my desk, and started uploading the files onto my computer. The images showed my face and my ass. Both were red. This was serious blackmail material. Are you fingering your pussy, slut? No, sir. I was sending the pictures. Spread your pussy lips. I touched the clit. It sent a shock coursing to my nipples and my neck. I scraped my nails down my neck and slipped a finger between my pussy lips. I was soaking wet. I want to hear you moan, he said. I rubbed my clit vigorously, roughly, forcing a moan from my lips. Now pinch your nipple, slut. Do it hard, just the way I would. Make it hurt. I pulled and twisted my nipples until a sound that was half moan and half cry forced itself out of my mouth. You forgot to say yes, sir, again. Slap your tits. I slapped them hard, imagining his hand. The force made my whole body throb. I yearned to get fucked and stretched. I touched my pulsing clit. Where's my picture? Sorry, sir, I was just touching my pussy. How about with your other hand? Holding the phone. Shit, don't you have a speakerphone? I wanted to say, but the people next door might hear. But instead, I said, you're on speakerphone. Picture sent. Good slut. I'm pleased. May I have a picture? I dared. Not now. I bit my lip in frustration and rubbed my clit furiously. I looked at the only photo he sent me. He was in the bathroom and taking a photo of himself in the mirror. I could see him from the hips up. He wore a white undershirt that highlighted his lean body and muscular arms. In the photo, he was laughing, and his eyes were full of mischief. He had a blonde, unruly fro and a wide jawline. Sexy as hell, and the bastard knew it. Get your dildo. Which one? Which kinds do you have? Well, there's the long black one. It looks like a screw, and it's like the size of my arm. I got a bit greedy with that one. There's a thick red one and a little blue one. I also have nipple clamps, a vibrator, and, of course, lube. Take a photo of all your toys. Yes, sir. I took a shot of myself sitting behind my collection of toys in front of the mirror. Got it. Take your small dildo and put it in your ass. I want to see it. Can I get some lube? No, slide it in your pussy to wet it. I touched my pussy and found that it was truly soaked. The little dildo slipped in easily. It did feel good to have something inside of me, though I wanted more. I slid it in and out a few times, noticing how it rubbed against the walls of my pussy and sent sparks of electricity surging up my body I rubbed my clit and listened to him stroking his dick. I was dying. Please, I begged him. Please, what? Let me come. Not yet. Take a photo of yourself. Through the viewfinder, I watched my breasts rising and falling rapidly. I pressed the clicker. Let me hear you. I held the phone to my pussy. With my left hand, I slammed the toy in and out of me. When I brought the receiver back to my ear, Rick was breathing raggedly. Fuck, I want to pound that pussy. Suck on that dildo. I would shove my cock in your mouth now. I want to hear you. I licked my own juices from the tip of the dildo noisily, and then pushed the dildo in as far as I could. That is, until I started to gag. Fucking slut! You'll like that, I teased. Don't tease me. Slide a finger in your ass for that. I turned over so that my chest was facing the floor and my ass was in the air. I ran my finger over my pussy to moisten it, and then pressed it against my asshole. Slowly, I pushed it inside. Ow! Imagine it's me, slut, and you know my dick would hurt a lot more. I imagined Rick behind me, aiming his dick straight into my ass. I pushed the finger in further, wanting it. The pain was as sharp as needles. I cried out, but still I wanted it. Rick groaned. Bastard liked my pain. Wanna hear how hard you're making me? Anger melted into need. Please, I begged. Please let me hear you stroke your cock for me, sir. As I listened to him, I imagined him inside of me, and a nervous energy, half pleasure and half torture, entered my pussy. I slid my finger further into my ass. The pain died down. Soon enough, I was gingerly finger-fucking my ass and feeling really good. That's enough, Karina. Put the dildo in. Yes, sir, I said, feeling annoyed and a bit anxious. I took my finger out and slowly pushed the little blue dildo, the one that I had sucked on, into my ass. It felt like it was tearing my body in two. It hurts. You like it that way. I pushed it in further, and it hurt even more. I yelped. I don't think... Keep going, slut. No, I was about to say can't, but the dildo suddenly slipped in. Groaning, I started pulling it out slowly. Ow! It hurts, I fucking hate you. You love me, dirty ass slut. I remained silent, knowing that at the moment this was also true, which was extremely annoying. The pain started to recede, and the toy slid in easier. My ass started to feel oddly tingly, and I let out a little moan. You like that now? You're gonna thank me? You want a spanking, don't you? No, please, I said whilst grinning, because, of course, I did. Slap your ass 5 times, hard, and thank me after each time. Ow! Thank you. Thank you for what? Do it again. Thank you for making me slap my ass, sir. Ow! You're welcome. Now do it again. Ow! Thank you for slapping my ass. The pain made it hard to concentrate. Again. Thank you. Oh, fuck, sir. My ass hurts. That feels good. Thank you for punishing me. Slutty slut, slut. You just made my cock twitch. You like being my little slut, don't you? Yes, sir. Now slap your ass once more. Ah! Fuck! Thank you, sir. Now, take a photo of your slut, and I want a close-up of your stretched-out asshole. That's not so easy when you're all on fours with a dildo inside of you. But I did it by twisting and turning, groaning and moaning all the while. Got it. Did you take a close-up? Yes, sir. Very good, slut. Fuck, I want to bust a nut inside of you. Do you want that? Yes, sir. You want me to fill your pussy with cream? Oh, Yes, sir. Then put your biggest dildo in your pussy. May I rub my clit, sir, first? Yes, slut. Holding the blue dildo inside of my ass, I turned over onto my back and started playing with my pussy. In the mirror, I could see how swollen and engorged my pussy lips were. I rubbed the spot just above my clit with my thumb and forefinger, making myself nice and wet. Then I picked up my big black screw-shaped dildo and rubbed it up and down my pussy lips. I pushed the tip of the dildo slowly inside my pussy. Oh, God, Rick, it feels so good. I wish this was you. Me too. Don't put all of it in. I want you to fuck yourself just with the tip for now and rub your clit. Following his instructions made my pussy squirt. I couldn't really help sticking the dildo as far as it would go. It was really all his fault, anyway. However, my whimpers tipped him off. Slut, you disobeyed me. Take the dildo out and slap your pussy. I want to hear. I lay the receiver on my thigh and smacked my pussy. We both groaned. Fuck yourself with that dildo now. You're gonna make me come. I slid the dildo into my pussy and slowly started fucking myself with the toy. The black dildo would rub against the little blue dildo that was wedged inside my ass. The friction was unbearable. Of my own volition, I smacked my breasts. Yes, slut, slap your tits and pull on your nipples. Fuck, rub your clit harder. I'm gonna come. Over the speakerphone, I could hear flesh colliding with flesh. I plucked my clit over and over again and thrust the dildo in and out of me. Come. I sped up my thrust and grabbed my nipples. My body shook. Electricity radiated out of my pussy, and my armpits grew sweaty. Fuck, Rick, I... Come for me, baby. I want to hear you come. I'm so close. And I did. Pussy spasming, heart drumming, and my body expanding and contracting in time with the universe. Rick let out a cry. As my breathing slowed, I yearned to rest my head on his chest. My sweaty limbs intertwined with him. I imagined his arm holding me close to him. For a moment, I wished he was more than a phone fuck. I feel amazing. Thank you. Fuck, I came all over the place. Karina. What? You should be here cleaning me up. I'd lick your balls, twist my tongue all around your shaft, and roll around your head. I'd lick you all up. Fuck, I want you. For a moment, we were silent. Then I saw the clock. My class was going to start in 10 minutes. Oh shit, I'm late for astronomy. When you're in class, imagine me fucking you over a desk. Then I'd make you suck off all my cum in front of the entire class. Thanks, I just might, though it won't help me on my quiz. Nonsense. Think of it as meditation to calm your nerves. Bye, slutty slut slut. Talk to you soon. You mean see you soon, don't you? Yeah. Adding after a pause, I actually do. And don't you dare forget to send me the photos after class, or you know what'll happen. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Bye, Karina. Bye, Rick.